first of all, I was wondering if you could kind of go through that 4th-and-1 call, the pass to Hernandez. Looks like you guys called timeout, or you guys did call timeout before that. What was the discussion, and what went into the decision to throw a pass instead of kind of running up in there?
I'd say the timeout was called because we struggled to get the formation lined up, and then after that, I'll just keep that conversation between Bill and I. But that's the play we decided to go with, and Tom, he made a heck of a play on that, along with obviously Aaron, after the catch. So it was a good play, and it was a good play for us in that situation.
Do you consider it riskier to throw on 4th-and-1, or since there had been some? In the past couple weeks, you guys struggled a little bit on short yardage, or was it riskier to run the ball there?
I think it's more what we expect the opponent to do in that situation, Ian. It's much more of a game plan type deal, where it is on the field, when it is in the game, how that drive's going, what the score is. I mean, there's like 1,000 things that we prepare for, in every game, and so that's why we land at 3 a.m. and we're back at work at 6 a.m. because we got to prepare for another 1,000 things for the Miami Dolphins. So there's a lot of things that go into that. That'd be about a day long discussion.
Hey, Bill.
How different, if at all, is the Miami Dolphins offense from the unit that you saw back in September?
Can you say that again? You were breaking up. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. How different, if at all, is the Miami Dolphins offense from the group that you saw back in September?
Yeah, their defense. I think they're playing well. I don't know how much different they are. I just know that they have a lot of good players on that side of the ball. Starting with that with Cameron Wake. He's a disruptive player. Has been since he's been in the league, and then obviously the secondary. They got two good sized corners. And then Jeremiah Bell, and they're stout up front. So, just like it is every week, it's going to be a challenge this week. And we're a little bit behind the eight ball because it's a short week, and we just got to do a good job of playing catch up here.
Bill, Stephen Ridley got more carries than he has, I'm pretty sure, since the Oakland game. How do you think he responded yesterday with those opportunities?
Yeah, he ran hard. He did a good job reading his blocks and breaking some tackles, got the ball downhill. And again, I think all those guys did. Danny had some good carries. Benny had some big carries for us there, and we spread it out pretty well as far as the running back position went. We checked it down to Benny on a couple play-action passes, which were big, especially as they related to the drive starters and things like that. So I think they all contributed in a good way.
Coach, you talk about versatility all the time. When you get a guy injured, in case Deion Branch gets injured, and you have, a guy like Julian who plays offense, defense, does that really emphasize how critical versatility and depth are to a team that may be, struggling in terms of injuries?
It definitely does. I spent a lot of years in college, and one of the things in college is, you have, 100 players, or 90 players. And in the NFL on game day, you only have a certain amount of players, and so available to you. And so the more that guys can do, the more valuable they are. And we got a bunch of guys. If you look at just take the offensive line, for example, you got a lot of guys that are three-position guys there, tackle, guard, or guard, tackle, or excuse me, guard, center, guard, so as it relates to every position, the more multiple you can be, it really helps us in a lot of ways. And then if you can play on the other side of the ball, then that's really good too. And Julian's an example of that.
Bill, how did they approach Gronkowski yesterday?
Again, they did a lot of different things to him, Ian. I mean, they hit him at the line of scrimmage, or they put two guys on him, or whatever it was. And so whenever that happens, that means that there's only 11 players on the field. So, you can't double everybody, and that's something where, Aaron benefited from that, and the backs benefited from it, and that's a good thing. So we'll just have to keep seeing how teams are playing us and get ready game to game, week to week.
Yeah, Gronkowski said that was what he thought was the best thing about your guys' offense, that you can do that, you know, that he's doubled and someone else will kind of just, you know, that no one forces the ball. This is sort of, you know, Brady just goes to the next guy. Is that something you guys realize early on? You say, all right, they're doing this to Gronkowski. Let's move on to, you know, let's try to target this guy, or, you know, this means this will be open. Are you kind of adjusting mid-game, or is it more Brady doing it with his reads mid-play?
It's really, it's what we call our multi-purpose routes, you know. So if they take this part of the route away, then this other part of the route should be pretty good. And that's how we've coached, you know, basically the passing game since I've been here. And so Tom does a good job of recognizing coverage, both pre-snap and post-snap, and try to throw it to the open guy, which is always the goal here, is to just get it to the open guy, the guy that's got the best chance to make yards with the ball.
So what was your take on Chad Ochocinco's contributions?
I thought he played, you know, a decent game. I thought he played hard. Made a good play for us on the touchdown catch. And did some other things. You know, there were some routes where he was coming open where either Tom was pressured or, you know, the ball went somewhere else. And so, I just think, along with that whole position, I really think Tyquan had a big catch for us on a drive. And obviously, Welk, had another solid game as he's had all year. And then, you know, Aaron and Rob played a good game along with the back. So we had a bunch of guys contribute, and it's never really about one guy, and it's just, you know, when he caught that touchdown pass, then we were happy for him.
And with you guys getting Wendell back and then Connolly mixed in a little bit, what'd you like from your offensive line and the center position specifically?
I think those guys have done a hell of a job all year. You know, I think you got a bunch of tough guys up front, smart guys. I mean, you look at I thought both guards played a really good game, Mankins and Waters. I've said all year long that the tackles, last night being Soldy and Matt, both those guys, I mean, they're blocking two really good players there and did a good job. And then, you know, Wendy coming in there and playing center was his usual tough, smart self. So I think they all played well and played well together.
So, as a coach, do you believe in the idea that, you know, a unit takes on a certain identity? And if so, what do you think the identity of the Patriots offense is?
There's definitely offenses, you know, every offense has its own identity, and I really believe that we're definitely, as cliche as it sounds, Mike, we're a game plan offense. So we look at the defense that we're playing that week, and we say, okay, how can we put our players in position to do the things that they do best every week? And it's a very challenging deal, not only for the coaches, but for the players. And so we're a game plan offense, and as long as Bill's here, that's what we'll be. We'll always try to take advantage of some things that the defense does, and then have to, you know, obviously adjust during the game if they do anything different. So that's what our identity is.